Yo, what's up my fellow Gen Z souls? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of unfiltered realness on self-care RX. Ever feel like your apartment looks more like a disaster zone than a sanctuary? Like your mental space is about as chill as a mosh pit at a metal concert? Girl, I hear you. We're living in a world that's constantly buzzing, demanding our attention, and frankly, it's exhausting. That's why we gotta talk about building a freaking oasis in our own homes, your personal self-care sanctuary. It doesn't have to be some Pinterest-worthy masterpiece, okay? Think less Marie Kondo, more throwing out the expired ramen packets vibes. It's about creating a space that feels calming, safe, and ultimately, like you. No judgment, just pure relaxation. Let me drop some truth bombs on you, because building this inner peace haven ain't about buying new stuff, although maybe treat yourself to one plant. No judgment. It's about intentionality, sis. First up, declutter like your life depends on it. Clutter equals mental clutter. It's like having a million notifications going off at once, stressful AF. Go through that junk drawer, those overflowing shelves, and just let go. Donate, toss, whatever works. You'll be amazed how lighter you feel physically and mentally. Next, lighting is everything. Ditch those harsh overhead lights. Think soft, warm vibes like candlelight, real or fake, I'm not here to judge. String lights? Always a win. You want your space to feel like a cozy cocoon, not a fluorescent lit interrogation room. Music is your best friend here. Create a playlist that screams relaxation, but also one that pumps you up when you need it. We're talking calming nature sounds, chill lo-fi beats, maybe even some bangers to get you dancing, because sometimes, stress relief is just letting loose. Don't underestimate the power of sound. Now, smell, this aromatherapy is a real game changer. Lavender for calmness, citrus for energy, whatever vibe you're going for. Diffusers are cool, but even lighting a scented candle can make a world of difference. And finally, textures. Think soft blankets, fluffy pillows, maybe even some comfy socks, because who doesn't love fuzzy socks? You want your space to feel inviting and comforting, like you just crawled into a cloud. Listen, I've been there. My apartment used to be the polar opposite of a sanctuary. But when I started making these changes, things shifted. It wasn't about perfection, it was about creating a space that felt me. A place where I could recharge distress and just be. And trust me, you deserve that too. Imagine this. You walk into your apartment after a long day, and instead of feeling overwhelmed, you feel a sense of calm wash over you. The soft lighting, the calming scent, the cozy textures, it's like stepping into a hug. That's what we're aiming for here. So, ditch the chaos, embrace the chill vibes, and create your own self-care haven. Don't just scroll past this message, take action. Hit up my DMs with your go-to self-care rituals, tag me in your TikTok home sanctuary tours, or stitch this episode with your own thoughts. Let's build a community of relaxed, rejuvenated Gen Zers, one cozy corner at a time. And remember to follow, rate, and share the Self-Care RX podcast, because good vibes deserve to spread.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.